hasn't had a bad review yet. I've had two reviews. One was Memphis Paper, but they liked me in my Richard Albert. And the other one was No Depression, which is kind of cool too. But somehow he got the titles of the songs wrong a couple times, and I don't think he really paid much attention to it. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
sound of keys. Someone must have jangled some keys. Like, you know, my whole goal in life is just to soft rock you to death. It doesn't always translate so great live, but this record is really beautiful. And I have this new concept, I think, about it, where, you know, there are no CDs in new cars anymore. And there's no CD players anymore in computers. So pretty soon, I don't know what I'm going to sell. But tonight only, the CDs are 2 for $20. And that's the only way you can buy them. I'm going to have to get rid of them somehow or another. But I'm hoping you'll Johnny Appleseed one to someone that might like it, if you choose to buy one. What am I going on about here? Well, we had this little debate right before I came out. So anyway, this one was fun. I wrote one fun song. Yeah. this song as a warning to a friend that was about to leave her husband, but I didn't get it finished in time, so unfortunately she left her husband. But I still think it was a great loss for both of them, and I think she has a lot of regrets. So, but maybe it'll help somebody else.
Might be so much better. tension hardens, pulling puppet strings of fussing. Dad's making silly rounds, but I'm not so good at nothing. But my heart keeps me immune to this great world of confusion. I'm a dreamer. Oh, hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. I've got no blue blood touch of class, no laminated past.
Did he say, like, what the hell do you do with that money? He never once mentioned it. It was really sweet. Thank you for not giving me that comment. Then he found it. That's great. So while we're on the subject of Will and how sweet he is, Will has just he just signed with the subsidiary of Fat Possum Records and has his own new, solo record coming out in January on the subsidiary label. And it's so amazing. His backing band on the record are the Iguanas from New Orleans. Amazing, amazing record. So I'm going to depart the stage for a minute and let Will play some of his new songs for you. If you will, Will Sexton.
I wanna be over there. crazy narration. Dear Bones, how are you?
He's the This love it said when I think of the love that I've missed. But this resist, oh yeah, I've missed love I see with my head. I know with your kiss that this I've missed with this love.
Thank you very much. Smile a little bit. Let's smile for a minute. This is a song I wrote about my older sister. For some reason, it makes people smile. The fact that my sister was a terrible asshole for the first 17 years of her life is really funny. But it was horrible to be the baby sister back then. There wasn't a lot of smiling going on around my sister. In fact, as a matter of fact, recently, Will and I went to the Alamo. It was the second time I'd ever been to the Alamo, and we had the whole band with us. We had a drummer, and my friend Krista Roden, who plays violin and sings harmonies with me. We all got to go out. Super fun. But anyway, we had to reenact a photograph from my childhood when I was there with my older sister. In this picture, I had a mohawk, but I had it down, you know. Anyway, and my sister was just like this brooding girl with bleach blonde hair and one black streak here, and we're both standing in front of the Alamo like, life is terrible, everything sucks. So I took the band to the Alamo and we reenacted the photograph with the whole band like, it's pretty great. So anyway, this is about my older sister. She's so lovely now.
I didn't even leave the band, I was so...
Oh yeah. Will was so emoed out on the whole concept, he stayed in the van. He wasn't even in the picture.
You know, I was born in San Antonio, so it's
yeah. People
seen acting, it a couple of times.
People acting silly in front of the Alamo was not his jam. Alright, all aboard. Big sister's got a light above.
Thank you.
boys. Let's offer them.
It's like a fancy
one. Cheers. How's everybody feeling? Are we okay? Everybody comfortable? Okay. I don't want to just drone on and on, but this room sounds really nice, so it's kind of a real joy to sing up here, and I'm enjoying myself very much. I am. I'm feeling pretty good. I've been wore out. I feel so good today. It's great.
Time for a murder ballad?
Time for a murder ballad? Sure. I'm taking requests tonight. Okay, I can do that too. Screaming something at me. And I thought they were like, "You rule the world." That's what I kept hearing, like, "What?" Like, "You rule the world." Like, I couldn't understand what at all they were saying. And finally I was like, "What?" And I went over and they said, "Fat bottom girls." I was so disappointed.
Cheat.
Record, but it didn't make it on there because it was too much fun. So I'm going to save it for a different record. That's a true story.
Hey babe, I'm glad you answered my call.
stupid, and it really means nothing at all to me. Will and I were driving in the van leaving Joshua Tree, and I just sort of wrote it as this fun little daydream song, and that's the kind of song that the label's like, you have to have that song on the record. It's like, oh. But I will say, the true story is, if you've ever heard of Miles Davis's record, Sketches of Spain, that is the record to listen to when you're going to Joshua Tree. Which brought me to my mind fuck where I was daydreaming for a second. If you go through Wyoming ever, if you're ever driving through Wyoming, I don't even care if you hate this record, put on Dark Side of the Moon. It's the perfect driving record for that. It looks like the moon, and it's so supernatural, it's incredible.
Whoa.
While we're on the topic of the moon, ooh, I've got two reasons to be on the topic of the moon. One is we've been listening to this podcast called Moonrise that Washington Post has done, and it's about the history of, it's unlike anything you've heard about the moon landing, because it starts out with the how and the why in the most sort of electric minutiae, starting back from World War One, long time ago. It's really, really interesting. And it goes into science fiction writers and how they sort of, they actually weren't prophesizing, they were fueling concepts for the scientists. It's really interesting. And I'm going to play for you this song now that I wrote when I was 13 years old. If this song doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will. And this song to me is probably still one of the most honest songs that I play, because I still mean every single nuance of this particular song. And I recently had this fantastic opportunity to have a big band and do a big show in Memphis for the CD release show. They had a 9-piece band with strings and backup singers and all this. And I had this whole section of the show designated to space. So we did David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. And we did Mr. Spaceman by the Byrds. And we had this great backdrop. And then I did this song. This is the one I wrote when I was 13 years old. Is it a D or A? I'm not believing, I want to learn.
trying to leave the band, and I flailed my arms a lot and stomped and screamed. It was such a fun time in my life. No. James doesn't like that one. James likes that one. No, they're just like, just hurry up and play the last song already.
Elvis Costello.
Yeah, Red Bangs? Really?
Kill me if I did.
the last several nights, we lost a friend from Oxford, Mississippi, a dear friend named Ron Shapiro. He was kind of he was the mayor of town, he really was. He dressed so crazy, and he was such a joy. Every time he walked into a room, he completely brightened the entire place, and I'm sure he's doing that in the afterlife right now. But he was one of these characters that, I don't really know what he ever did for a living. Can't quite say, but he was 72 when he passed, but I never knew that until I read it in the paper. If you told me he was 55, I would have believed it. But apparently he followed the dead for many, many years. But he was one of these guys that was one of the best fans in the world. He just went around all over the place following bands he loved. He would just appear in places, and he was always so supportive of so many musicians. And I didn't really realize how many people he had touched until after he's now passed. Well, that's not entirely true, but I didn't know how many friends in common we had until he passed. And I saw all these stories about him on Facebook from different artists and adventures that they had with them or seen him. And one of my favorite ones was there's a band, a hippie jam band from Memphis called Free World. For about 20 years they've been playing on Beale Street. And one of the guys in the band posted this story about getting this gig at this little kind of jam festival in Germany sometime in the mid-90s, and some guy was putting it on at his farm, and it was in the middle of a cornfield, and there were about 200 people. This little festival. He had recruited this band from Beale Street to come and play his German festival in a cornfield. And my friend Richard and the band, they had walked kind of out to the edge of this dirt road that was an entrance to this man's property in nowhere. And they were smoking a joint, and they saw a bicycle coming up this dirt road, so they put out the joint, and they're just talking amongst themselves, playing cool. And this bike comes to a halt right as he's passing them. And he says, "Americans?" Because he could hear them talking, and they're like, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you know Ron Shapiro?" Just saying, the guy was kind of magical. So that's kind of a stretch, but he really was larger than life. He was super cool guy. So he loved, loved, loved when I played this song. This is a Neil Young song. So we were playing it on in his honor. So we're going to close the show, if you will. What happened to your hat?
A good
hat. Got a good haircut, though. You have a haircut. I'm not teasing you. This is why I don't listen to the live recordings, Will, because I ramble on like an idiot. Don't you know? I never listen to them, ever. Why don't you play something pretty?
Before I wandered up alone.
Thank you all so very, very much. Thank you very much. You can put your boot box on there.